Cough Test Tammuz, Sunday the 27th of July, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Anti-Semitism and Open Nisim.
So Shimshon Pinkus, if we're going to be talking about Open Nisim, Rabbi Pinkus writes in the Shaarei HaEmuna, he says, the greatest nes of all is... No, not Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who talks about the survival of the Eden, even though that is very special. Aruch HaShulchan also references that. He says, to me, the greatest nes is that there's such a thing as a kofa. Let's look at Pinkus. Why? Because he says, a kofa, an apikoros, a heretic, an apostate, a denier, a person living in denial. Why? Says, what's the matter with you? Just look, open your eyes and see the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Sorry, says, in every leaf and every cell and every atom, Rabbeinu Shlomo is screaming out to live in denial of that. That's miraculous. If I may, Luli de Mr. Finner, I would say there is a similar nes going on. That's been going on since the beginning of time, or at least since the beginning of Yaakov and Esau, that we observe today. And that is not so much the denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's referring to, but anti-Semitism. Here we have a situation in Eretz Yisrael where if there is ever a case of right versus wrong in any conflict, here you have it. Here you have it. And yet, last week at the UN Council, out of 48 countries, only one stands up for Eretz Yisrael. No, that's not a nace. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Here you have Roshoim Merushoim, Mushchosim of the lowest order, attacking young children indiscriminately. 2,000 plus rockets. Umehert came Votnisht. Across the board in Syria, 200,000 men, women, and children massacred and tortured to death. Umehert came Votnisht. And all around the world, the same thing. But those Jews who don't deserve to live, and shouldn't even exist, dare, with pinpoint precision and all due delicacy, try to do their best to defend their own citizens. And the Welt schreit gewalt. That's not a nice. That's openness. Yeah, we heard from Moshe Sternbuch that the tilim and the rockets falling and not one hits his target, Baruch Hashem. And the fact that they uncovered these tunnels that Chmon al-Islamah they were planning, Rosh Hashanah, this year. These are also nisim. We have to recognize these things because the Mephoroshim say, if we don't say Al Shehechi Yisonu Mikeam Tonu, if we don't thank Hashem Al Shehechi Yisonu Mikeam Tonu, then we're not allowed to say Kentachayenu Skaimenu. We can't grumble and complain and ask Hashem to save us if we don't stand up and recognize what He has done for us. We should celebrate my house on Friday night. We made a L'chaim. Yes, it's difficult times, but we made a L'chaim for an unbelievable nisim we see in Eretz Yisrael. But maybe one of the greatest nisim is what's happening outside of Eretz Yisrael in the so-called, you know, hallowed halls of the United Nations. Rahman al-Islam. Rahman al-Islam. Even the term ceasefire. Ceasefire. No. Even the term ceasefire, be'etzim, is offensive. Why? Lemoshul. There's a fire burning in a building. The firefighters come down, they start hosing the building, put the fire out. Along come the authorities and say, give it a break. Give it some time, let the fire express itself. You know, no. You keep battling the fire until it's gone. Bifrat, if the building behind this building belongs to the authorities. Now listen, Tzadik. Right? Behind this building is your building. If I stop here, it spreads to yours, understand? We're fighting your fight. To say stop halfway is in the sugar. So, where's it coming from? It says, Pasha, that it's coming from a place of total and utter sheker. Sheker. David HaMelech says in Perek Samach Tes, he refers to our enemies as Oivai Sheker, Soinei Chinom. They hate us for nothing. It's not Peshat that because of certain events, Therefore, they have a Sinas Yisrael. First of all, Sinas Yisrael. That's number one. And then later we look for the excuses. There was a British Prime Minister who once said, so the Jews, they can't get it right. They're too capitalist, too communist, too right, too left, too strong, too weak, too poor, too rich. He says, you know what it is. Whatever you hate, the Jew is that. Erstens Feindhoven the Eden. That's number one. Let's hate the Jews. And then we'll find an excuse. It says, Kuloi, Kuloi, Shek. The whole thing is Shek. Oyevai, Sheke. That's why David HaMelech says, Asheloi, Gozalti, Ozoshiv. I haven't stolen anything. Why am I asked to give it back? So, Be'ez Hashem this morning, just briefly to explore Sheker's nemesis, the Midas HaEmes, Emes VeEmuna, Bifrat. Emuna in this sense referring to integrity, honesty, dependability, Ne'emon. Something that is truth, something that is right. The Rambam says that if we're talking about the middle of Emuna in its relationship to Emes, HaKoras HaEmes as he refers to it. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim touches up a Mishnah Pirkei Avos in an unusual way. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos famously says that there are certain things that are Moitzinus HaOdom in HaOlam, and they are HaKino, HaTaiva, VaHaKovod. Kino meaning jealousy, and Taiva meaning Taiva. And covered meaning covered. Yeah. So the Rambam is not Masvi in full how kina hatayv covered. Even though the Mishnah says moitzinus adam in ha'olam, it's moitzinus adam in ha'emes. Zoktum shloim mevolbe in al yeshu. He says kina jealousy is contrary to the concept of Hashgacha. Concept of Hashgacha. Hashgacha says that Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, and everyone gets what they need to have, and that's what's right. And Kinos of Shad, you've got something that I don't have. Memela b'nich mekana. Therefore, I'm jealous of you. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know what he's doing. Chas v'shalom. Like the Ibn Ezra famously says on the Lo Saseh Lo Sachmoid, he asks the question, how can you tell me not to be jealous? I'm jealous. No, what can you do? You can tell me what not to do. How can you tell me what not to feel? Zogde famously, that lo sachmoid corresponds to anoich Hashem elokecho. Anoich Hashem elokecho is the basic emuna that says, Ribbono Shel Olam fiat habel, and he knows what I need, and he knows what's right for me. Right? If that's strong, then its counterbalance, which is lo sachmoid, is weak. Right? If I've got problems with my anoich Hashem, then it's natural I'm going to have lo sachmoid. Because pshatis are less din v'less dayan, chas v'shalom. That's what the basis of kina is. Less din v'less dayan. There's no judge and there's no judgment. There's no justice. Emolates. So kina is contrary to the basic fundamental of hashgacha. Taiva, taiva. He says, the whole tachlis, he quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, the whole tachlis is that a person should be mamshil the seichel al hataivas. What is a taiva? Taiva makes no sense at all. Whether we call it desire or lust or misdirected ambition, whatever taiva might be, at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily have any seichel associated with it. It doesn't make sense. It's not an intellectual pursuit. When a person desires something, craves something in a very, very powerful way, you can't be mazbir that with logical rationale. Right, something that's just purely emotional, or purely that aspect of the mind that is chasing after something that doesn't necessarily make sense. In fact, it does not make sense. That's how the end of the Chubra, the end of the Bayis Sheni, they were able to mabatel the taiva for Yetzer Hara. The taiva for Avodah Zarah, because Lamaisa it doesn't make sense. So Asher Al Kein, Mitoch the Chovos HaLevavos says that the tachlis of life is to be mamshil the seichel over the taivis. The seichel needs to step in and say, you don't need a 19th. You've been at this kiddush long enough, you can go home now. Right? I require seichel. You don't need to have a 19th slice of cake. You'll survive. Right? So that requires seichel. So, zogdeh, that seichel is related to emes. Hakoras or emes. A person needs to have a clear mind to see the truth, to see emes, to see emuna. That's what Rav Shimon Pinkus is saying. He's saying if a person's seichel was left alone, kiosk, kim osas ha'odom yosho. Right, that's the famous, by the way, the famous Rav Chana Wasserman. Rav Asman also asks the question, how can you be mitzave emuna? He says, you don't need to be mitzave emuna. Emuna is poshut. Emuna to someone who has a seichel ayosho, like I said at the beginning, you can see the Rabbeinu Shlomo. What's the problem? We complicate life. So we can't see what's sitting in front of our faces. So we come up with these ridiculous, convoluted arguments against the existence of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's where tithe comes from. So tithe is also a stira to emuna, emes ve'emuna. Finally, covered. Vashteisach covered is a contradiction to emuna nashem. Because, as the Gemara says, "Ein ani v'hu yichol lod b'mado achas." A person that says Rabbeinu Shlolem can't live. The Chazal tell us there's one person Hashem can't live with. You think the noiv, no, the gazlan, no, the oved avodah zarah, no. Who's the person that Rabbeinu Shlolem can't live with? The roedef hakoved, or the bal gaiva. Why? Because there's so much of him that there's no room for the Rabbeinu Shlolem. In English, there's an expression: he's full of himself. Right, but that is the pshat. The pshat is that the ego is so inflated. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but you know on the aeroplanes when they show you the safety video and they tell you not to inflate the vest, chas v'shalom le'aleinu, mind you, nowadays not the right topic, eh? But le'aleinu, if the vest inflates, they always tell you to get off the plane before you inflate the vest, because otherwise you get stuck, and they show that picture of the person stuck in the door. Right? So I was thinking, I think to myself, the Baal Gaiva saying that if you're so inflated, so you can't get through the door. So Rabbeinu Shlomo and Poshut can't get in, right? Because right, it's like the vest is. So Zog Rishon Bevolber doesn't use this, is it, minor? So Rishon Bevolber is Masbe that the Rambam who tells us Akin v'Atayv v'Akovim Rasinus Haodim in Ha'olam is min Ha'olam Ha'emes v'Ha'emuna. But the problem is, as is brought down in the earlier sources, that. The Arizal brings this down, others mean the Shlach Kodesh, defines this world as Alma de Shikra. We live in a world that is Sheker. Kula Sheker Svasemes, I'm just reminded, famously says that if you look at the opening words of the Torah, opening words of Bereshis, Bora Elohim, the Sofei Teva is spell Emes. Right? The Sofei Teva spell Emes. Sof, Aleph, and Mem. Right? Why the Sofei Teva? Why the end words? Because of the Svasemes. In this world, MS is only right at the end, right on the other side. Giloy HaMoshiach. Perhaps you have to go through the whole Bria till you come up with MS. At first glance, Al Sheker. It's all Sheker. He says, even when you get there, you have to rearrange the letters to sort it out. Kuloy Sheker. Alma de Shikra. The world of lies. Somebody once explained this. He said, it's like, if you pour fuel, over, you know, across a sheet, and you just light a match in anywhere, and you drop it anywhere on that sheet, the whole thing phew, lights up. That's our world. Our world is saturated with the fuel of Sheker. You drop a Sheker somewhere in this world, anywhere, it spreads like wildfire. The voice of MS struggles to be heard. The voice of true reason and true truth struggles to be heard. So the pasuk that tells us about the problems of Sheker is Midvar Sheker Tirchok. There's no other Issa in the Torah that is defined that way apart from one, and even then it's not defined this way. There's no other Issa. It doesn't say Mechil Shabbos Tirchok, Miloshen Hora Tirchok. It doesn't say that. It just says Lo Sechalalu, Lo this, don't do this, don't do pen, Hishom Pen Baal. It tells us what not to do. Punkt with Sheker. Only with Sheker we are told Tirchok. That we need to have a Richuk, you need to have a distance. The only other Issa, by the way, is Erevo, Aroyas, which tells you where Sheker falls in the pecking order. The only other Issa that we are told not to come close to is Aroyas. Le Sikrevu Legalus Erevo. And even then, it doesn't say you should distance yourself, it just says you should not draw close. The only problem that the Torah talks about that requires a distance is Sheker, Falvos. Why Dafka Sheker? So if you look at Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva Shab Gimel refers to Sheker as Echod Miyasoidos HaNefesh. Echod Miyasoidos HaNefesh. It's something that's ingrained in the Nefesh from the earliest times. So Rabbeinu Salanta famously, he says a young child from the moment he's born, and you can see it, is thrust into a world of Sheker and Dimyon. His whole life and his whole experience is one that is totally of Sheker, falsehood, and, what's the word for it, fantasy. Look how a child plays. When a child is playing with his toy cars, moving them around, those little printed, you know, toy mat things, he's driving that car. Thupshah that he's removed, he's driving that car. You see these little children talking to their dollies, right? Or if they've got the little plastic toy soldier things, right? So they set them up in the hill, powwow, right? This kid is living that experience. If you take away the small toy boat of a child, it's like you've sunk the ship of a captain. Because that child is the captain of that ship. Umenemsa Savek destroyed his world. It's just a piece of plastic. So if you trip over a Lego set that your son has built, oi vavoi! You haven't tripped over a Lego set, you've destroyed his empire! You've ruined him! As Ernest! Because they live in this world of Sheker. It's not just what they play. It's not just what they play. If Dessler brings down Michtav and Yo, it's what they read. Even in the Hamish Kehillah, it's Sheker B'Chozov, it's all rubbish. Even the so-called true stories that they read are Sheker B'Chozov. Right? To handle the ones that don't go crazy. You know, I remember when I was in Kohl still when they brought out the Harry Potter books, if I can mention. Yeah. Remember when Marash Kohl said Harry Potter, Harry Chayef. But they brought out these books that the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, they acid them. You're not allowed to read these things. Why? Because I think Kishuf and black magic and those Shtuyot and those rubbish. But unser Rosh Kohl said, Chutz mizeh, it's just rubbish, Sheker B'Chozov, Havel, Havolim, Omako, Heles, Hakol, Havel. It's rubbish. You're encouraging a young child to live in a fantasy world. It's not emes. So it's marchik de emes. So Mimela...
Sorry, why
didn't
they have to play with the toy then?
They have shares in the toy company.
I just mean Masbir that what Sol Salante is pointing out is revealing to us the difficulty we have with Sheker. Because we're saturated with it from the earliest age. I think some psychologists teach that a child spends almost their first 10, even longer, maybe 10 to 12 years, just sorting out what is MS, what is Sheker, sorting, working things out. They live in such a muddled world that they need to sort the right from the wrong. It's very, very difficult. So what the Gedolim was saying at the time that these books came out was, don't exacerbate the problem. Don't make it worse. They're already living in a world of Sheker. If you leave a child to their own devices, they're living in Sheker. Because they're making living animals out of dead animals. So these extra books, and I haven't even mentioned things that people watch. Well, I'm not even going there. Right? This is the problem. You should know that in Kelmi, Dessler writes in Kelmi Shiva, one of the things that they were very makbid about was Midas HaEmes, and they used to drive themselves crazy about it. So if someone asked you what the time was, he wouldn't say it's 9:30, he said 9:29 and 54 seconds. Right? Now some would say that's extreme, but he says the idea was, to quote Rav Dessler, Lahashrish es ahavas HaEmes. Lahashrish es, we should have an appreciation for Emes. To understand that the world around us is lying to us all the time. The billboards are lying to us, even the ones I'm talking about, the ones you can look at. The billboards say, buy one, right? Get the second one half price. So you go and buy two. You didn't need the first one, but now you've got two. Because my mates, Yiddish a cop, I made a deal today. You don't need it. This lies. Sheker, mecheker, mecheker, mecheker. So Gemara in Sota Zogazot. The Gemara in Sota says that there are four. I'm running out of time here. I've only got 9 minutes and 33 and a half seconds. Morris Sota says that there are four groups that are not mekabel pnei ashchina. The Gemara says kat leitzonim, kat shakronim, kat chanofim, kat mesapri loshen hor. These four groups that can't be mekabel the pnei ashchina are leitzonim. Leitzonim are jesters, cynics, people that are machavek. Shakronim we've been talking about. People that have a difficulty with truth itself. Chanofim are people that flatter people in a way that they oversum deraisa. It's a deraisa to flatter somebody. People don't realize that. It's a deraisa to flatter someone. If you give somebody an aliyah, and you give them the choshest aliyah, not for the right reasons, so it's a deraisa. People realize that. Some of the Shem Shabbos say that's not the problem, but you're giving it to them in order to chanfer them, it's a deraisa. And then somebody called Mustapha Loshen Horus. It's very interesting. That Rav Dessler explains that all that the Rav Chaim Friedlander, sorry, Rav Chaim Friedlander explains that all four of these katim are, their root is in Shechem. Just we must be very, very quickly, and I explain why I'm bringing this in. A late, what is a late? A late is somebody who doesn't give true value to an important idea, to an important event. So again, fundamentally lacking is Midas HaEmes. Midas HaEmes says this is what it is, recognize it for its true value, and a let devalues the issue. In fact, there's a famous Chazal that says, "Let sonus achas doicha harbe meot techochos, doicha meot techochos." The Alter from Kelm said, "Techocha is meloshen hoychocha. Hoychocha is proof. Hoychocha means to make something strong and real. When you give someone techocha is when you open their eyes up to the truth. And then the sonus makes away with hoychocha. Shakronim, we know what they are. Chanofim." When somebody is choynif somebody, flatters them in the wrong way, in a sense what they are also over is shoychad. Shoychad is bribery, which means that a person comes up to you and tells you nice things that you want to hear, and then maybe you'll judge them favorably. So again, fundamentally lacking is Midas HaEmes. To quote the Chaim Friedlander, HaShoychad ma'abed is leva odom, sorry, that's the Loshem Silas Shorim, quoted by Rav Chaim Friedlander. What Shoychad does to a person is removes their rational thinking, removes their logic, removes their MS, removes their Midas or MS. Rav Dessler says something very interesting about Loshen Hara. So Loshen Hara, really, normally, we associate with something that's true. Motzi Shemra is a lie. Loshen Hara is something that's true. So why is Loshen Hara Sheker? So Rav Dessler explains beautifully. He says, when a person speaks Loshen Hara, the reason why it's associated with Sheker is because not of what he's saying, but why he's saying it. Why does a person speak Loshen Hara? So one of the core motivations for speaking Loshen Hara is that a person might feel a little bit down with themselves. So in order to give themselves height, in order to raise themselves up, in order to build themselves, instead of doing that in a true oifen, rather, they just put down somebody else. So the gap is taku created, but it's a false gap. It's not true. Amazich, oh, ich bin gresser now. You're not any bigger now. In fact, you're smaller. But you just push somebody else down for a little bit. So the yesoid is sheki. Perhaps you could also add the Gemara that says, called poisel b'mumoy poisel. When we point fingers at other people, really we're pointing fingers at ourselves. We only see the faults in others that are really our own faults. That's also midas hasheker. Because I'm trying to transfer the problem. Yeah. So the Maharal, therefore, the Gemara in Sota means that these types of people are not mekabel pnei Ashchina because heim rechoikim me'amitas mitziusoi. These types of people are distant from the true reality of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Shechina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's true presence in the world. And these middas are rooted in Sheker. And these people are rechoik from the Emes. So what are the eights? Dahainu. We're living in a world of Sheker. Alma de Shikro. So the Chora Papashtas, the only response to all the Sheker that we hear all around us all the time, is to deepen our Midas HaEmes. So before we talked, we just mentioned the Gemara and Sota that talks about Kabbalas Pnei Ashechina. When we daven every day, to be makabel pnei Ashechina, the loshon that we use is v'sechezeno einenu v'shuvcha l'tzion. V'sechezeno einenu is a tefillah that we should see, we should have sight, we should have foresight, we should have insight, we should be able to see it for what it is. And this is similar to the tefillah that we say every single morning, v'ho'er einenu b'seir asecha. What's the sushtel between v'sechezeno einenu v'ho'er einenu? The answer is limudat Torah. There's no sophic at all that Torah, v'nosa lonu Torah's MS, Torah is MS, and by learning Torah, by absorbing Torah, by imbuing Torah, we are imbuing MS. We are imbuing total truth. It's a ha'oras einayim. It's a v'sechzeno einenu. If we have an enlightening of our eyes in Torah, through learning, Then we can come true, then we can come close to Emes itself. That's Taka why the Brocha finishes. Be'keraftonu l'shimcha ha'godol sela be'emes. Be'emes, because it is Torah that leads a person to Emes. Simply by learning the word of Hashem, a person can improve their midas ha'emes. And what happens next? We lead straight into Emunah, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and it concludes at its climax with Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Limud HaTorah, Eim Aleitz, number one. Number two, review of the basics. Too often, we're so caught up in the trees that we lose sight of the forest. Stars HaMusik. Caught up in the trees, loose out in the forest. I know people can tell you 15 different shittas in how to take the chicken off your, the skin off your chicken on Friday night in Hilchos Borah. 15 different shittas. They can tell you 25 different shittas as to what the shape of the menorah looked like in the Mishkan. All the Rishonim were Acharonim, right? Of a Yud Gimel Ikrim, struggle. Sheish mitzvahs to midyos, sheish mitzvahs, only six. Struggle. Dahainu, I say a vote from the square rebbe, if I may. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Kol ashona kol ashechiach tov echad mishnosa yareze mischayev benafshay," which literally means, if you forget one thing that you've learned, you chayev misa. It's a bit harsh. Forget one thing you've learned. It's not the square rebbe. I think he brings up from Lora 9. Who is the Dova Echad? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kol Hashechiach Dova Echad Mimishnosa Reizim Eschayev Nashim. You learned, forget the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You forget to plug it back in. The basics are missing. The Iker is Chosem in HaSefer. Eschayev Nashim. I know you like Hasid Shevet, like I want to see you. So the Rambam Mor Nebuchim, that Emunah is something that is Metzuyah B'Nefesh and needs to be constructed and needs to be learned. The Ramban says, Ki Alimud, Ki limud emunas ha-Torah is hi ha-limud ba-Torah. A person needs to learn emes. Aslanim ha-Rebbe, Nocha Chassidus Shavod, says that the Gemara, famous Gemara says that when a person passes on to the next world, they'll be presented with three key questions. The second one is kabat itim the Torah, which relates to what we were saying. The third one is tzipisa le-Yeshua, did you yearn for Moshiach? But the first one is nososo ve-nosato ve-emunah. Poshet taich, did you go to business with integrity? Did you deal with honesty? Did you make a business out of emunah? Did you make an esek out of it? Did you clear? Did you look? Did you delve into it? Were you ma'amin? I've often said that there's no Lashon HaKodesh word to say believe, I believe. You can't say it. There's no such word. In the classic Kal Pal form, right? Like you say, Ani Oichel, Ani Yoishev, Ani Yoishen, Ani Shoise, Ani Hoilech. There's no word Ani Oimein. Yeah, state by He Oimein es Hadasa, but it's not what it means. There's no in the active participle of the present tense of the biblical Hebrew structure. There is no word to say I believe. The only way you can say it's in the Hifl form, Ani Ma'amin Eves Vavos, because of Ruchan of Asman, Oimein, Ani Oimein. That doesn't take any work. That's poshut. The chiyuv is ani ma'amin. You have to be mafil your emunah. You have to madlik the emunah. You have to make it deeper. You have to be mashrish emunah. To make emunah. Nososo ve'nosato be'emunah. That's the second one. Gunter Rabbanis, the chiyuv d'oraisa. That's taichin anoich Hashem elekecho. And also that's taichin the mitzvah of Yishom elechosh mo'en afshocha mo'oid pentishkach es advorim asher ro'u einecho. Again, ro'u einecho. Your eyes saw v'ho einenu m'sor secho. M'kabel p'neshchim sechzenu einenu. Last but not least, I'm completely rushed now, is a svarim that talk about negius. Negius? Negius is bias. We mentioned this before. We cry and we fetch and we complain about the goyim, that they have this terrible negius against Klal Yisrael. As I said before, whatever you hate, the Jew is that. They have a negiah, a bias, against Klal Yisrael. Eshtens, find home in the Eden. Number one, I hate the Jews. Number two, let's go find out why we hate the Jews. Either fighting our enemies, either only defending their citizens, either the most moral army on earth, according to the British commander in Afghanistan. Escape in Ishtan! Fight over the Eden! Let's go and riot in Paris. So it bothers us, are they so? This pre-bias, this preconceived concept with regards to the Eden. But the emphasis of Desta says we all have negias. We all have negias. Venenu, venenu. We look at people, we judge them immediately. Put a label, slap a label on and move on. Dr. Tesla, you can't stand there screaming or shouting about other people's negias. if we haven't eradicated Negius ourselves. And the only way to eradicate Negius is to be involved in Chesed, to be involved in giving, to be involved in altruism. Like Avraham Avinu, Punktus the Baal Chesed, and Punktus the Baal Emunah. These things are not unrelated. Because he was a Baal Chesed, he could be a Baal Emunah. Because he was a giving person, because he looked towards the others, he wasn't so self-centered and egocentric that he needed to take care of himself all the time. And Mele, he could see the MS. Dahainu, he's able to be mevatel his yeshus, this is what I'm talking about. He's able to get rid of himself. Mele, the MS shone through. Let's just conclude. I was going to talk about Munas Chachomim Halavai. Let's conclude with, make it topical with regards to Nebuch, the upcoming Tisha B'Av, Be'ez Hashem, which shouldn't happen. If you look in, when we're laying Eicha, which you shouldn't lay, you're going to notice something very interesting. From the second parak onwards, all the parakim are designed according to the Aleph base format. Aleph base, Aleph base, Aleph base, Aleph base. But there are two letters from the second parak onwards that are out of sync. Instead of going Aleph base all the way to Tof, Ayin is 70, Pei is 80, you should go Ayin, Pei, Tzadi, Kuf. It goes Pei, Ayin. First Pei, then Ayin. So Rashi, unusual for Rashi. Why does Yirmiyahu HaNavi switch the Ayin to the Pei? It says because the Ayin is the eye, and the Pei is the mouth, the Pei. And normally, ideally, you want the Ayin to come before the Pei. The eye has to see, and then the Pei should relate what it saw. But in the time of the Churban HaBayis, Klal Yisrael were guilty of putting the Pei before the Ayin. First they spoke, and then they went to look to justify it. So she didn't Rashi. Isn't that what's going on in the UN? First Mizot, and then we try to find, oh, you see? So written into Eicha is this machla called Peh before the Ayin. As I said in Rashi. Omer Rav Shimon Ba'echai, Halocha B'Yodua, Eisov Soin Le'Yankiv. Eisov is Midas HaShekeh. Yaakov is Titin Emes Le'Yakov. It is not a battle just of the nations. It is a battle of Emes versus Shekeh. It's a battle of Shekeh versus Emes. Eitzov is Kuloi Shekeh, he's the Chazir. Yaakov is Titin Emes Le'Yakov. It is the middle of Emes that will ultimately triumph Be'ez Hashem over Eitzov, Be'ez Hashem, which is this Nitzochon and Geula in Eretz Yisrael itself. Be'ez Hashem, Posseg in Tehillim, Emes Me'Eretz Titzmach.